This is Decoded Datebook for March 30th. On this date, in 1912, the Dickinson Press announced that the new St. Joseph's Hospital would be dedicated the following day at 3 o'clock. The bishop, assisted by Fathers Dingman and Grochel, would offer prayers as they walked around the outside of the building. They would also be accompanied by altar boys and the choir of St. Patrick's Church. They would then go inside where the choir would sing hymns, followed by an address by the bishop. The public was invited to attend, after which they could inspect the building. The dedication of the hospital was called one of the most important events in the history of Dickinson, the result of 2 years of planning. The newspaper said it was the most modern medical facility west of St. Paul. It was expected that the modern facility would attract skilled physicians and provide care for people within a radius of 100 miles. The center and west wings were completed. The Dickinson Fire and Pressed Brick Company provided the nearly 1 million bricks required. The building was described as absolutely fireproof, without a stick of wood in the construction. Instead, designers used steel beams and reinforced concrete. Every floor was equipped with a fire hose. The hospital was designed with practicality in mind. The newspaper described spacious corridors and an inviting reception area. A ventilation system would assure patients and staff of fresh air without having to open windows. There was a kitchen on every floor. Several of the rooms had private baths. If the patient needed something, each bed had a button to activate a call light to alert the staff. Next to the operating room was a doctor's preparation room, an X-ray room, and a dark room for developing the negatives. There was also a chapel and a spacious sunroom. The six sisters who would oversee the hospital arrived from Switzerland on March 22nd. They had quarters on the first floor. They expected to be ready to accept patients on April 2nd. St. Joseph's Hospital was obtained by St. Alexius Health in 2008. In 2016, it was renamed St. Alexius Health Dickinson, one of 12 facilities in the St. Alexius healthcare system. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.